Chapter 29, Interludes in the Drive on Book Production. The 38th session of the General Conference was scheduled to be held in Washington from May 15 to June 8, 1913. As with the 1909 session held 4 years before, meetings would be in a large tent pitched on the grounds of Washington Missionary College in Tacoma Park, Maryland. The expectation was that Ellen G. White, now 85 years of age, would not attempt to attend. In early May she made her final decision, writing to Edson on the 7th, "I shall not attend. I desire to save my strength for the work here that is essential to be done."
W. C. White wrote that she was quite content with the decision, WCW to AGD, May 1, 1913.
She did, however, prepare 2 messages to be read to the session, and sent them with her son. At the first meeting of the session, W.C. White conveyed to the delegates her oral message of greeting. Opportunity came for this as Elder Daniels, after a brief opening address, opened the way for those attending to express words of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving. "I bring you greetings from Mother, and from her family, and from her helpers. Her last words to me with reference to the conference were, 'Tell our brethren to be of good cheer. Tell them to have faith in God and to expect great things, to undertake great things, and in His strength to go forward. Tell them not to fear or to look back. My prayers will be with them. Tell our brethren I feel perfectly clear that it is God's will that I shall remain at home and reserve what strength I have to help in the work of bringing my writings into book form, so that they can be published for the people."
In his statement to the conference, W. C. White reported on Ellen White's health and welfare.
"Mother is 85 years old. She feels the infirmities of age, but she is not suffering with sickness. She is comfortably well. Almost every pleasant day she rides out for an hour or two. Usually she devotes an hour or two to reading and writing, from day to day. Very frequently, as I visit her in the morning, I find the review in her hands, and she says, 'What a wonderful paper! What an interesting report of our work!' And in connection with various reports in the review, she often comments on the progress of the work in many lands. Mother's courage is good. She has no fear of the future. She expects to rest in the grave a little while before the Lord comes, but she has no dread. Her only anxiety is to use day by day what strength God gives her, in a way most acceptable to her Master.